Penguin Readers Level 2. Mr. Bean by Richard Curtis and Robin Driscoll. Copyright Robin Driscoll, Richard Curtis and Rowan Atkinson. 1997-2000. Recording copyright Penguin Books, 2000. Not to be publicly performed, resold, hired, copied or re-recorded without written permission from the publishers. Chapter 1. A Great Day. Everybody at the Grierson Art Gallery in Los Angeles was very excited. George Grierson, the boss, stood outside the gallery and looked at the people in front of him. He smiled and turned to the cameras.
"This is a great day for the Grierson Gallery, and a great day for America," he said. "In 2 weeks, the most famous painting by an American artist is coming back home. Yes, everybody, America's most wonderful painting, Whistler's Mother, will be here in my gallery."
At the National Gallery in London, everybody was very excited too. The Grierson Gallery wanted somebody from London to go to America for 2 months. They wanted a top man from the National Gallery to talk to people about the artist Whistler and his famous painting of his mother. Who was the right person for the job? Dr. Rosenblum or Dr. Cutler? At a meeting in one of the rooms in the gallery, everybody wanted to go. But first, they had to discuss a more important problem, Mr. Bean. Nobody in the room liked Mr. Bean. They all wanted him to leave the gallery. Why? What was wrong with the man? He only had to sit in one of the rooms in the gallery all day and watch the paintings. He wasn't very good at his job. He usually fell asleep. But why did they all hate him? Suddenly, the National Gallery's boss, Mr. Walton, came into the room and sat down at the table.
"We're talking about that strange man, Mr. Bean, sir," somebody said. "We all think..."
"Be quiet," shouted Mr. Walton angrily. "There's nothing wrong with Mr. Bean. He's a wonderful young man, one of the best men in the gallery."
Nobody in the room said a word. They all looked very unhappy.
"Wait a minute," somebody suddenly shouted. "Of course. Why don't we send Mr. Bean to the Grierson Gallery in America?"
Nobody spoke.
It was a stupid idea. Or was it? Mr. Bean in America? 2 long months without the man. "Yes, yes," they all shouted. "That's a great idea."
Mr. Walton looked very happy.
"Right, don't sit there. Get Mr. Bean, quickly."
Mr. Bean sat and waited outside the room. Why did these important people want to see him? Suddenly, he sneezed loudly. He took out a paper handkerchief and blew his nose. Then he blew it again. Then again, more loudly. The noisiest nose blow in the world. Mr. Walton called Mr. Bean into the room. When he walked in, he smiled at everybody. They all looked at him and started laughing. Mr. Bean looked very stupid.
"Excuse me, Mr. Bean," Mr. Walton said. "Something's coming out of your nose."
It was some of his paper handkerchief. It looked very funny. Mr. Bean's face went red, and he quickly pulled the paper out of his nose.
"Now, Mr. Bean, we want to ask you something. It's important and very exciting. Would you like to go to America?"